Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're now into hour number three. Got a lot of economic news and other important information coming up in the rest of the hour. But we're finishing up with Stephen Gregory, TheEpochTimes.com. Links up at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com to some of their latest stories. How do you see it ending in China for the Communist Party? I mean, I see a lot of Western leaders getting foreign passports and buying property. I mean, we see corruption is systemic all over the world, but nowhere more thoroughbred than what we see with the Communist Party China. So how do you see it ending over there? And finishing up your point about you were saying if they wouldn't have crushed the Falun Gong, that we'd have a different China today. Well, maybe that's their view. They don't want it to become free. They want it to be authoritarian.
That's certainly true. The CCP's prime motivation is to keep themselves in power. And so, yes, they don't want a different China, and that's the reason for the persecution of Falun Gong in the first place, that to see a large group of people that were independent, spiritually independent in their thoughts from the CCP, this is what the CCP could not tolerate and could not allow to go forward. They are looking to assure their rule, and that means they're looking for ways to control the thoughts of the Chinese at every turn. And in terms of what I see happening, you know, I'm not a prophet, but I believe the CCP is heading to its end. It's going to be falling apart, and I think that what the left needs to do is to take stock of what its own principles are, what its own values are, and to return to those and insist on conducting business on the basis of the left principles involving human rights. And if they do this, the United States will be true to itself, will recover its honor and its dealings with China, and it'll have the greatest impact on the events in China. I believe the impact in a positive way.
I want to go back in closing, boiling it down. Why would they do something as brazen and naked and arrogant as play a song known to be dealing with the celebration of defeating U.S. troops on the Korean Peninsula and calling them jackals? Why would they do something that incredibly arrogant? Why would they celebrate something? Even if the Communist Party China wants to defeat and basically, make the U.S. impotent, why would they run their flag up so arrogantly?
I think that they are sending a signal to their own people that the tide has turned, that there has been China has had a very difficult history in the modern world. It suffered occupation by foreign powers earlier in the 20th century, and it suffered many humiliations, and the Chinese people have felt that intensely, and the Chinese Communist Party that throughout its history played on that. And so by playing this song and by allowing this song to be played in the White House, the Chinese Communist Party is sending a signal to the Chinese people that things have turned, things have changed, that the Chinese Communist regime is now getting the upper hand.
Which they see as bolstering themselves domestically at a time when resistance to their tyranny is rising.
Exactly. That the appeal to patriotism and the appeal to nationalism is one of the strongest cards that the Chinese Communist Party has had to play.
And by not rebuking it and by not having the government speak out against it here, is that not aiding and abetting this?
I think the United States government would do well to acknowledge what happened and to register a complaint. I think that speaking silent, staying silent, I think the wrong course.
Yeah, the wrong message. Stephen Gregory, editor of TheEpochTimes.com. Folks need to go and subscribe there. In fact, stay there. I want to come back and briefly talk about how folks subscribe.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all natural, all organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There was one final point I wanted to hit with Stephen Gregory of the EpochTimes.com online and physical newspaper, and that is how do folks subscribe and get hard copies? Because when I'm around the world or in the U.S., I see it everywhere for years, many years, at least a decade, and pick it up and read it and go through it. Very pro-liberty. They report on the Bilderberg Group here domestically. A lot of things that other mainstream newspapers won't do. I wanted to do that, but before we plug how folks can get involved with you guys and read it online or get the hard copy, you have another article up at the Epoch Times. Photos show that chairman whose welcomers were paid. Spend a minute or two on that, Mr. Gregory, and then let's tell folks how to subscribe to the Epoch Times.
Sure. One of the things that people in the West don't understand about the CCP is how hard they work to try and control civil society inside the United States. Most Chinese community groups and the Chinese Student and Scholar Associations, which all Chinese students studying in the United States belong to, are heavily influenced or controlled by the Chinese Communist Party. These are called front groups. And so when Hu Jintao visited Washington, D.C., the embassy mobilized these front groups, in particular the students, and paid them to come welcome the welcome group. This welcome has at least two purposes. And one is to push aside the those who come to protest Hu Jintao. might protest them, and they can get the best spot. And so the spot directly opposite the warehouse, for instance, would be occupied by the Chinese students who've been paid to come and welcome Hu Jintao. And, of course, the other purpose is to give American media and the American public and American leaders the perception that the people of China are very strongly pro-Chinese Communist Party and very strongly pro-Hu Jintao. But the reality is that while these students may have strong patriotic feelings for China, they're paid to be there, and we can't take at face value, you know,
Sure, this is perception management. How do folks get hard copies of your newspaper?
If they go to our website, which is www.theepochtimes.com, www.theepochtimes.com, in the top right-hand corner of the website is a tab that says Get Home Delivery, and if they click on that, then they can enter their zip code, and we will get back to them about establishing home delivery. We are in major cities around the world, but we don't have the wide distribution, U.S.-wide distribution that we hope to. So, but in any case, click on Get Home Delivery on the website and
All right.
get in touch with us. Thank you.
All right, sir. Good talking to you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Alex.
All right. Take care. Oh, there goes the editor of the Epoch Times. And again, I've seen him cover Bilderberg Group, the New World Order. I've seen him cover it all. They were the only paper on the East Coast 3 years ago when I was at Bilderberg covering Obama being selected there when Hillary and Obama disappeared for a day and no one could find him in D.C. And they loaded up the Obama press corps and flew him to Chicago, closed the door. They said, "Where's Obama?" We knew where he'd be at the Bilderberg Group meeting. We were there. And the Epoch Times was also there. So certainly a lot of great stuff and trying to support alternative media. That's our job, and that's why I'm promoting what they're doing. Doesn't mean I agree with 100% of it, but overall it's very, very exciting. Okay, I got a bunch of news I want to cover right now, but then I want to open the phones up on the China situation, on what's happening with the economy, on any of the issues, the State of the Union. We'll be covering it more, obviously, tomorrow, ahead of his speech tomorrow night. Obama has said that he's going to call for more job creation. Oh, like he did in the last State of the Union, when everything he does is there to shut down jobs for a, quote, post-industrial world that the environmentalist land grabbers and eugenicists have been calling for. They want to bring us to heel, destroy our society, and rebuild it in their collectivist corporate image. He's also going to call for stopping the rhetoric, coming together, and basically shutting our mouths and unifying in and around big government. And that criticizing government and being angry about the police state, why that caused the congresswoman to be shot. And he's reportedly may even call for gun control tomorrow. So we will, of course, be covering that in detail and in the aftermath of it here. One other issue, we had Congressman Ron Paul on for a very powerful half-hour interview on Friday where he talked about possibly running for president and that he's still, you know, gauging it. And there's also polls showing that he would probably win a run for Senate replacing Kay Bailey Hutchinson here in Texas. Either way up, it's a step up with our representatives, people that really care about the Republic in Congress. But we've offered a lot of different T-shirts over the years that are about spreading the word, and also when you purchase them, it supports our broadcast. We can support other alternative media really as a launch pad or a platform. But we've launched several new T-shirts, and they're up at Infowars.com on the online video bookstore T-shirt, I guess, apparel shopping cart. And the new one is a Draft Ron Paul 2012. And obviously, if he's going to run, he's going to announce in the next 6 months or so. So this will be a limited edition T-shirt, and we'll actually give you a blown-up screenshot of it. It's a very, very handsome T-shirt. We have them in black and I believe also in red, and it says 2012, Draft Ron Paul 2012, Freedom, Liberty, Freedom. And it looks extremely presidential, and it is a great way to get that ball rolling and to also start lobbying our representative to run for president. And of course, I lobbied him here on air. I lobbied him before he ran in 08. I lobbied his son, Rand Paul, now in the U.S. Senate, on and off air. We just really appreciate him. We need to get behind him. And I believe the sooner they, sooner he announces, the better. So those T-shirts are available only for a limited time. And that way you get the word out about Ron Paul running in 2012. And you also support this operation that overall, of course, is firmly behind Ron Paul in the upcoming educational campaigns through Campaign for Liberty and other systems to expose the globalist. So if you want that T-shirt, it'll probably just be available a few months. But obviously once he announces, or if he doesn't announce, then we'll withdraw the shirt. So, in fact, I'll just put a date on it right now. We're going to only sell these into 6 months from this date. And so 6 months from today, in the middle of the summer, we will no longer be offering a Draft Ron Paul 2012 T-shirts that Janae Meadows, our great graphics lady, put together. Also, Phil is going to put together a V for Victory T-shirt that's also going to be available for a limited time. And, again, your purchase of the T-shirts also supports this broadcast and what we do here. But, again, available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. I've seen a lot of great grassroots Ron Paul T-shirts. And I know Ron Paul has always supported that. The grassroots, you know, is the most powerful tool out there. I think this is the most handsome, best-looking, most graphically pleasing, most presidential shirt that I have seen so far. So Draft Ron Paul 2012, and it is available right now at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Now, and perhaps you guys can go to our Facebook photos page. We can show some people watching on TV some of this. I just noticed over the weekend a huge grassroots posting of first 20, 30, 40, 50. Now it's got to be well over 100. Amazing V for Victory graphics. And a listener made one that shows the V as a pyramid going into the ground, anti-New World Order. It's got the short message, we are all in danger. A police state control grid is being established in the United States. And now is the time for all lovers of liberty to stand together and speak out against the growing tyranny destroying our republic. We will be victorious against the New World Order. We will protect our rights and our as human beings. Post V for Victory flyer to warn others and to show your peaceful resistance. You are the resistance. Infowars.com. And there's a lot of other countless ones. I mean, literally, I couldn't even look at them all. There's so many. We've got a lot of different Facebooks, both fan Facebooks and the official Facebooks. But if you click on the Facebook icon that's on the article pages, you know, you'll see the print icon, the YouTube icon, the podcast icon, the PrisonPundit.tv icon, the Twitter icon, the Facebook icon, the shopping icon. You click on that F and it'll take you to the Facebook, and you click on photos, not profile photos, but regular photos. And it's just, it's over 100 that are incredible. Phil and I put together the one, Thursday evening in about an hour. Phil did a great job. People have taken that archetypal V for Victory. Some of the detractors, I mean, if we used an American eagle, they'd say it was fascist. If we used a circle, they'd say it was occultic. A V, I'm not too familiar with that being occultic, but whatever. I mean, the point is there isn't any image out there that hasn't been used by people for something bad. You know, the Native Americans loved the swastika, so did the Indians in India. Doesn't mean that obviously we're not going to use a swastika because that symbol has been fully taken over and used for nefarious purposes. The V is the French resistance to the occupation of the Germans. That's what it means. But other folks have made it R for resistance. Those flyers are up there with the Infowars.com on it. I think that's great. Whatever stands out. But you know, we've got to pick some type of iconic symbol, something there so people can see what's happening. I mean, it's kind of like the Obama poster. That hundreds of newspapers, hundreds of TV stations, hundreds picked up and covered, and had a huge, giant effect showing that Obama isn't our God, isn't our king, taking this image of him as our messianic savior and pulling that down. This is about people saying, what's this V hanging there on that lamppost? Or what's this V, you know, left here in the coffee shop? What's this Infowars.com? Let me learn more about this. There's a police state. It's a way to get discussions going. And that's why we're doing it. Now, separately, there's the answer to 1984, the 1776 contest. Obviously, the answer to the 1984 society is the liberty of 1776. And that's a separate video contest to counter the TSA Homeland Security contest they're having for citizens about getting us spying on each other. That contest for $10,000 is to respond to that.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know the former vice chairman of the Federal Reserve Board of Governors, Mr. Alan S. Binder, conceded that the North American Union style of free trade will put as many as 40 million American jobs at risk of being shipped out of the country in the next 10 to 20 years? Is this what Americans want? Do they want to go into depression and people be without work and cannot support their families? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. 1-800-516-8736.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Coming up, Drudge Report's got it as one of its top links. Google seeks to weaken search engine ranking of the alternative media. That's what this really is. Then I'll go to your phone calls. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And listen, I love the Obama poster that was so successful. Watson had the idea of the French resistance in V because it was so successful against the Nazis saying we don't like being occupied and to show that there was solidarity against the police state and to get people talking. If you want to come up with better ideas, and I'm sure you can, send them to Infowars.com. Send it to contest at Infowars.com. com. And we'll try to get it up on the site. The problem is so much is coming in. We posted a fan listener version of our V that just had Infowars.com in a short message, and it says, "You're not alone. You know, we're standing up. We're everywhere. We're the people. You know, we are Legion." I got like 30 emails, Aaron said, saying, "We are Legion. That's what the devil says." Whatever. You're going to, the devil said everything. You know, I mean, if the devil says pink elephants, I can't ever say pink elephants. The point is, we're the majority. We outnumber the globalists 1,000 to 1. So I didn't make that. A fan made it. There's hundreds of them on there. Anybody that's on my Facebook can go in there and post it. It's not my fault. We've got a, in this article by Eric Blair, we've got a symbol of Google with a tail and a pitchfork. We're saying Google is the devil. We're not saying we're with the devil. Again, it isn't about that. And I expect in the next few days to start seeing newscasts, news articles about this. You can do letters to the editor about our V for Victory campaign, because I'm getting a huge buzz, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of emails an hour, comments everywhere. As I said, hundreds of different graphics being sent in, over 100, and I quit counting after 100 on our Facebook image page, just one of our Facebooks. It's just pouring in. I've talked to multiple people in the office whose friends they didn't even know were listeners of this show, telling them, "Have you heard about this V for Victory campaign to say no to the globalist takeover, no to the police state, no to the banker bailouts, no, 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 no." So it's really already having a big effect, reaching people individually all over the country. I've gotten emails and reports about people who didn't do it themselves, seeing them in shopping malls, on telephone poles, on light poles, and wherever you do it where it's legal and lawful. But the point is, get it out there publicly, because it's great to get the grassroots and people here and there seeing it. That'll have a big effect. Then they'll find Infowars.com, the audio streams, the free videos, the guests we're having on. But I want more than that. I'm not even looking for folks overall to go to Infowars. That's just ensuring somebody gets some good out of it, you know, to actually see the truth. I want to get the media reading the caption about the police state to have local debates about it. When you start getting a chain reaction of newspapers and TV covering it, that's where it can reach tens of millions. I mean, I talked to people in New York, in L.A., in Florida. I saw it all over Texas, a whole bunch of newspapers just where I live, England, Japan, the Netherlands, Germany, Australia, New Zealand. I mean, all over the place these videos came in. And so we're separately having the answer to 1984, the 1776 contest. I announced that a week ago. We officially launched it Friday. And then it was just Thursday night we had the idea Paul did for this V for Victory. That's a separate operation, but you can mix that in with the videos of demonstrating, of protesting, or soap opera style like TSA's putting out in situational ethic type situations, making videos of any way you want, using your creative spark to expose the police state, to expose the Stasi society, to expose the DHS and TSA now rolling out on the streets of America, not just putting us in radiation fryers and sticking their hands down our pants. That's the point, is to get people to practice their liberty muscles, to exert themselves. Resistance is victory, because like lifting weights, when you lift weights, your muscles get bigger. The resistance, well, when you go to city council and speak out, when you call in the talk radio, when you start a website or your own radio show, when you make a film, when you make a flyer, when you hang a flyer up, when you talk to your neighbors, it has an effect. And I meant to do a special video about this last night and got too busy after the show, and I meant to then do an audio blog and never did it. And it's a whole story I want to tell, because it ties into so many layers of what's happening in our society. But I stop at red lights and tell folks to tune into local talk radio that carries my show and others. I, at the gym, talk to people who are lifting weights if they talk to me, and talk to the lady at the front desk. I talk to people at the gas station. I talk to people at Target. I talk to people at the grocery store. I mean, I talk to people, and I talk to them about what's going on. Nothing is a substitute for that. Nothing is a substitute for actually talking to somebody. And if you want to print up, you know, V for Victory cards, business cards, and hand them out, whatever. Nothing can stop the grassroots. And so we have a TSA protest. Look what it's done. Biggest news story for over a month nationwide. Huge resistance mounting. Congress moving with legislation to block it. We have other demonstrations, other events. It shows the people their power. Even if they shut the media and the internet down, you can still hang flyers up in your town saying, "Hey, we've been occupied. We've been taken over. We're gearing up for full occupation and the resistance of it." That's what all this is about. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
See, the system didn't like Jesse Ventura and his band Police State Special on True TV at the end saying, you thought we had 50 states? No, we have 10 regions governed by people we didn't elect. You think you've got local police? They've been federalized. It can't happen here. It already has. By learning about the FEMA regions, by learning about the president's governor council that they admit is for martial law, by pointing out this grid that's been set up, we can then expose it and discredit it. And that's what we're doing here today. Let's do this. Let's go to calls right now. Then I'll get into this economic news and this Google censorship news that I really can't even do justice to in just a short segment. But Michael in Ohio, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for all that you do. Wanted to get right to the point. You know, it's really a pleasure to call a radio station and not have to be asked 20 questions by a screener qualifying me to get on your show. So thank you for the freedom of speech.
Well, listen, Michael, that's true, but that's why there's a big lie on the Internet that all our calls are fake and that we screen calls. See, it's the opposite, so they attack the fact that we do that because it upsets them so much. But go ahead.
Yeah, I will attest to the opposite. You do not scream by any way, shape, or form. Thank you, Alex.
Well, sometimes I do. Sometimes I do when I say, we got a guest on, a doctor in here about MSG. I only want calls about your bad reactions to MSG or if you like it. So sometimes, but I'll announce we're having calls for the guest. But go ahead.
Absolutely, so that you can stay on topic. That's understood. But, you know, upcoming Ron Paul candidacy, hopefully, we really need to get behind his effort to audit the Fed. This Federal Reserve System is the true power behind the international banking cartel that is stealing our sovereignty and our freedom, as you know. And we almost succeeded the last time around when he got, I believe, what, 320 congressmen to sponsor it with him?
Yes.
We really need to emphasize this more than anything. This is the beast within that we need to cut the throat of. And what really happened to Jesse Ventura and his show? And then I also wanted to ask you one more question.
Well, that's a lot of important questions. I mean, I've made videos. I mean, there are videos on the web of the TV/radio show where I break down that they censored his police state episode and are now erasing part or all of them off people's DVRs remotely. That's now confirmed. And now Congressman Steve Cohen has come out and admitted that he put pressure on Time Warner, the parent of True TV. But that show is being censored. It just got too many viewers and was too effective, and then that's what happened.
Okay, are CDs or copies going to be made available or other than?
Well,
just...
I don't own the show, so I can't do that. I've brought that up too. Most TV series that are popular, they put out on DVD sets. You'd think they'd want to do that, probably make $5 million in stores everywhere, but they're not doing it. And so people need to call for True TV to offer it on DVD. Why aren't they doing that? I mean, it's a lot. Why, when the show was the number one show out of the gates, did they move it from Wednesdays to the death slot on Friday nights? It was still successful. It's because we now know there's behind the scenes pressure. And I've been asked not to get into all of it, because, you know, you work with people as a journalist, as a researcher. When they say, I'll tell you this, but don't share it, they don't want it shared. There's a lot more to the story, and I can't share it with you.
Well, just my final question or comment, and I would like to hear your opinion. You know, our founders, Alex, gave us a remedy to keep tyranny under control. Aaron Burr was falsely accused in his day of crimes that he did not commit. He went before two common law citizen grand juries and was vindicated in both states, I believe Kentucky and Virginia, through the method of the citizen grand jury. This was stolen from us in 1946. The final nail in the coffin of the citizen grand jury ended in 1946. Do you see and are you behind any effort to revive the citizen grand jury to act as a watchdog over tyranny in our country?
Absolutely. It's always good to get citizens together. The problem is they send feds in a lot of times to then infiltrate and radicalize it to discredit it. But interesting points, Michael. They took our senators from us in 1913. Before, you elected the legislature, and the senator, the U.S. senator, the two senators for your state, were a checkmate on the feds because your state then elected them via the legislature. They were selected, and they took that away. And so a lot of those checks and balances have been removed, and they've turned the regular county or state or federal grand jury into a rubber stamp of the prosecutors. It's all a big problem. That's why we've had Red Beckman, the father of the fully informed jury movement, on many, many times. Let's talk to Roy in Texas. We've got to move quick now here. Roy, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. About a week ago or so, I tried to get in and talk about this. You know, as much as I can't stand hearing anything that comes out of Mr. Maddow, Richard Maddow, I mean Rachel Maddow's mouth.
That's that guy on MSNBC, right? Yeah, I know him.
Yeah, that vicious creature. When she attacked you and Ron Paul and others on the Second Amendment regarding the Tucson shooting, yeah, I wish you would have played the rest of that clip because she actually went on to say something to the effect that people like you or Ron Paul or anyone who believes the Second Amendment was established to protect us from governmental tyranny, that anyone who believes this actually wants to go to war with the U.S. military.
Yeah,
and I couldn't believe it.
Well, sir, we did post the whole 10-minute clip. The issue here is We can play short clips of stuff and analyze it. It's fair use, but I can't just sit here and play 10-minute clips of newscast on my syndicated, you know, commercial radio show. So there's rules, you know, along those lines. So I can play a minute or so, but I did say the full clip is up on the site if folks want to see the rest of it. We did write an article about Mr. Maddow and MSNBC and what they did. But that's what Glenn Beck said 3 years ago. He said these Ron Paul supporters want to go to war with the government. They want to bomb things with a money bomb. We need to use the army against them. That's why I was so freaked out by Beck, but now he's backed off of that. So, you know, good for him. But we did post the whole clip of Mr. Richard Maddow, Rachel Maddow, on that show. I like the fact that Mr. Maddow is really catching on the internet. I've seen it everywhere without even looking. I just see Mr. Maddow everywhere. That's pretty funny. But we should really focus on her with the facts, not with jokes. I mean, it's not her fault. She looks like a, NFL football player. But yes, she did say that. And so they're claiming we're seditious and it's one step towards arrest us. And she played Congressman Brown, Paul, myself. That's why I brought up to Ron Paul on Friday. You know, I said, she says, we're dangerous, we're bad, we need to be dealt with. We are the people, we are the government. Read the Declaration of Independence. It says that when the government starts setting up a police state, in fact, we pull up the Declaration of Independence, it is our right, it is our duty, because it's the line right above it, in fine old English, talks about the fact that they're setting up and designing this control grid by design to destroy our rights. It's our right, our duty to throw it off. I mean, this is our country, and we're trying to take things peacefully back through the states and through Congress, and I think we've got a good chance of doing it. They're going to try to foment violence, and they're trying to say free speech is fomenting violence, and it's causing it, and so now free speech is bad as those guns, they're saying. So you can really see the tyrants they are, but look at Cass Sunstein. The regulations are. He openly says arrest people that don't believe in man-made global warming. These people are tyrants. These are little baby Stalins, and we've got to stand up and use our speech against them. I'm the last person to want violence, and we're using every recourse we have, but we're pointing out our Second Amendment is there as a check and balance against government force. And notice the government's massing all this paramilitary force, as Ron Paul said Friday, against us, using Homeland Security against libertarians and conservatives and anti-war people, the whole spectrum, the ACLU, and you know, the point is, well, they are the ones openly preparing for violence with us and then claiming that we deserve it. I appreciate your call. It goes on that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such a way. And there's another part in there where it says it's not just our right, it's our duty. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. See, it's we the people. And going back up above it, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. That means no government can take them. That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I can't find the part where it talks about how they're... Oh, there it is. But when a long train of abuses and usurpation pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient suffering of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former system of government. The history of the present king of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To provide this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. So this is really our Declaration of Independence. Maybe we should launch another flyer campaign about a new Declaration of Independence and then say, see the original, so people understand, a Declaration of Independence against occupation, against the construction of this absolute tyranny. I mean, who can deny all the ancient forms of classic tyranny are being set up and pumped full of steroids and given fertilizer? I mean, there's no doubt in any historical yardstick, this is hardcore tyranny. They're openly attacking our speech now, not just our arms. They're trying to bar our right of passage to travel. We're going into an internal checkpoint system. Let's go ahead now and talk to Peter in Washington. Peter, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. I liked much of what you had, but I do not like your V campaign. And I'd like to say a few words about it. I will try to go fast. And yes, thank you for the for hearing me. First of all, I'll address your main issue, which is the French resistance. That resistance was not unambiguously good. Increasingly, as it proceeded, it was under communist control.
Oh, God.
And after the end of the war, there was a terrorist campaign. It issued, well, where a lot of people, I think 100,000 were killed, many of them not even fans of Vichy France or the retreating German.
Let me just get this from you. Do you think that Hitler was the good guy in World War II?
No. I have a book that I want you to look at. It's still available on the
Hold on, your Skype or whatever is breaking up. Say that again.
I don't have that. It's called France, the Tragic Years, 1939 to 1947, and I will quote from it just briefly. If one did not admit a special brand of patriotism consisting of allegiance to de Gaulle and at least tolerance of communism, then one was dubbed an anti-patriot and handed over, as it were, to the hangman. Now, I'll briefly go to also the occult thing. Of course, the France was where much of that was concentrated, as you know, from the 18th century.
The British came up with the V. It just meant victory, V for victory. Listen, I'm going to put you on hold for just a minute and then comment. Which caller was this I was talking to, John? This is Peter in Washington. The show is almost out of time, and I do want to go to people's calls. Look, I could use any symbol in the world, and people, rather than take action and get the word out, are going to say they have a problem with it. If I use an eagle, you'd say the Germans used it. If I use an Easter bunny, I mean, I don't know what I'm supposed to use here. Obviously, we're saying the V is for victory against tyranny. It's an easy-to-remember symbol. I'm sure nothing in this world is perfect. In fact, I want to challenge people. Send it to contest@infowars.com. That's a good one for us to be checking. Your idea for a thing. And I guarantee you, anything you make, people aren't going to like. But up on my Facebook, you can post whatever you want. People come up with all sorts of other ideas. Look, let me put it this way. You come up with some kind of flyer to wake people up about the occupation of foreign banks and the world government that's coming in and the police state and the attack on free speech. And post the thing. Start an organization. Get the media talking. But we got to pick one symbol predominantly, like the Obama Joker. I was told the Joker is a cult. He's a devil. You're promoting a devil. People didn't like that Joker thing. I don't care. Most people do, and they get it, and they understand it, okay? So I could sit here all day and get into the intricacies of the French and de Gaulle. And de Gaulle, by the way, kicked NATO out. I'm not some de Gaullian Frankophile, okay? My last name's Jones. It isn't about this obsession with the French and the British fighting with each other. It's about the V campaign. And, of course, that's what we'll do because we want bondage. We'll debate the V all day instead of some way to get out there and reach out to people. Some way to get people talking. Okay, put Obama posters up everywhere again saying he's a joker. And then a link to something explaining that he's a puppet. But see, we've already defeated that puppet to a great extent. Now we're moving forward against the overall DHS occupation. If you don't like the V, great. We have the answer to 1984 is 1776 campaign. And, of course, COINTELPRO are all over the Internet saying the founding fathers were bad. Don't have 1776. They were slave owners. It never ends. It's not that they were perfect. It's that it was a standing up against an oppressive empire. You're never going to find anything perfect in man. Then others spin it and say, oh, he put 1776, meaning French Illuminati. No, that's not what it is. The answer to the 1984 oppressive society coming in is the spirit of 1776. And you can take what and twist whatever meaning you want out of that till the big fat cows come home. I'm going to continue to make films. I'm going to continue to reach. I've done films with pyramids, talking about the New World Order and the pyramid symbol. And they go, look, Illuminati symbols. Of course, I'm pointing out who they are. This is an upside-down pyramid. It's a V. Man, we are, it's just, we are totally obsessed with infighting and nitpicking. Look, give me symbols better. But I guarantee you, we're promoting a whole bunch of stuff people are sending us. In fact, we were sent one that's a V with the devil down there with the St. Michael stabbing it. I'm sure that's bad now because I get attacked for being a Christian. Whatever. Knock yourselves out. Now, you got about a minute left because I got to get into this Google thing, and I promise to go to John in London. I may have to go into overdrive. Oh, boy. I got a lot of work to do after the show. But I got into abortion in the first hour. It was really important. And now I'm bad for being against that. That's secret Satanism, and I'm against it. Judge a tree by its fruits, okay? And you know you're good, so you get out there and do something. Peter, come up with a better symbol for us, okay? A symbol that hasn't been used by somebody in history that's got a problem. Okay, what do you say to that, Peter?
Victory is resistance. VR. That's what you said, and that takes away all of that other stuff. That's what you said, and that was brilliant, and that's what you should use, not this other stuff that's locked in with that occult and
whatever. What do you mean? Okay, say it again. I should do V for resistance?
Or no, V-R, not V for resistance, V-R. Victory is resistance. That's what you said, that's brilliant.
Okay, well, people, make the posters. We'll use it.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
I'm going to go ahead and go into some overdrive so I can get to Tony, John, Sovereign Space, Matt, Debbie. I'm going to go to John in London first. But before I go any further, I want to thank some of the sponsors that have made today's radio broadcast possible. One of them is Diamond Gusset Jeans. Gusset.com/America to check out all their big specials. They're running right now. They've also produced with a great musician a music CD, Looking for America, about getting our factories back. It's Made in America jeans and apparel, motorcycle jeans, regular jeans, gusset.com/America. They're really trying to do something special with the song Looking for America. And you've heard me play it on air and talk about it. It's gusset.com/America. Check them out today. Also, end of America 3, that's what WHO's talking about, the end of the dollar. We have to be aware of this if they're going to be successful. Stansberry & Associates Investment Research, independent investment research firm founded in 99 with subscribers in more than 100 different countries. They recently created an eye-opening video you can see for free at endofamericathenumber3.com. That's endofamericathenumber3.com for free, detailing your biggest and most important prediction yet. Again, that's endofamericathenumber3.com. Be sure and check that out today. And lastly, in all these crazy times, you need to have storable foods. And the place I found that's the best and has the biggest selection and the best prices and all sorts of specials running right now, they've got a winter special running right now, is E, the letter E, foodsdirect.com, or give them a call for a free brochure. They can answer your questions. Great folks. 800-409-5633. Insurance you can eat for more than 10 years. Only the best ingredients, all right here in the U.S. except for their bananas. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. You'll never stand a bread line if you have your own bread. eFoodsDirect.com. Okay, I didn't mean to get in an argument with that guy. It just frustrates me. But this whole V for victory, V for resistance. I mean, I've seen some posters made, V for resistance. Or you are the resistance. That's the whole message of it. The poster we made is V for victory. You are the resistance. And I'm talking about victory against the globalists. It's just get people talking. Believe me, the general public doesn't see a V and think the devil. I don't really know where that comes from, but I thought it's the number 5 in Roman numerals. But I guess everything's been used somewhere by a cultist. I mean, if they use the color green, can I not wear that? I've worn green shirts before and said, "Are you a Muslim? You're wearing green." It's my favorite color is green. I mean, it's like an insane. I'm not saying the color's insane, but it goes to the insane sometimes of like grand inquisitors and witch hunts or something. I'm here fighting the New World Order. I'm speaking out against abortion. I've always found somebody who's really fighting abortion is on the side of good. And I mean really fighting it. But it isn't about me. What are you going to do about the New World Order? Instead of making it about Alex Jones, what are you going to do? What are we going to do? Just sit here and argue with each other? And he's an agent, they're an agent, everybody's an agent? No, there's a lot of good people here. You know you're good. Take action. Man, John in London. You're on the air, John. Go ahead.
So good to speak to you.
Good to talk to you. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, first of all, that I absolutely agree with you with what you have to say about abortion. I personally started making a stand, knowing that abortion is an evil, is a known evil, rather than, you know, the things that we sort of discover. And it's only after that that I started actually waking up to a lot of other things, like seeing your wonderful DVDs, like the Obama Deception. I had to watch that repeatedly. And really, that opened my mind to a lot of things. But another thing that I wanted to mention is in today's Daily Mail, there's an article written by a man called Peter Sissons, who was a BBC reporter for about 20 years. And in this article, he mentions that the BBC did a trial run for announcing Diana's death prior to her death.
Well, she made a video saying Prince Charles said he was going to kill her in a fake auto accident.
Yeah, that's amazing how these things come out, and you know, and they're putting it all out in the newspapers for us to read, just like that. And we've got an evil government going on here.
And, awesome to hear from you, John. We'll come right back in 1 minute.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.